Spirit of Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So I've popped down to the Harrogate Spring Flower Show at the Yorkshire Showground with Alex, who is the star of Drink of the Week every week here on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show. Why is Slingsby Gin at a flower show?
Well, one, because it's in Harrogate and obviously we're a local brand. And two, because effectively, one of the most important things in gin is the botanicals. Botanicals are essentially plants, to be fair, or flowers. Anything you can get oils from to heat up to create a flavour, to add to the flavour of the gin, effectively. Juniper berries, obviously they grow on like a hawthorn kind of bush. They're a botanical. Then you've got stuff like orris root, that's a botanical. Angelica root, it's a botanical. There's a lot of stuff. They all come from flowers.
And there's loads of botanicals in gin, isn't there? How many are there in a Slingsby's gin?
There's 24, actually. 17 are actually local to the Harrogate area. 12 come from Running Parks Botanical Gardens as well, which is really cool because they're in like the top three hotels in the UK. So people know about them. And then when we say 12 of the botanicals are growing at Running Park, they get really excited about it. Yeah. Especially as one of the main ones is the rhubarb.
On your stall here at the flower show, you have got the rhubarb gin and your standard London dry gin as well. So people are trying that. And I've got to say, the people who've been coming past while we've been here have been absolutely loving the rhubarb gin. In fact, someone is buying a bottle right now. Tell us a bit more about these botanicals then. What kind of things could people expect?
When it comes to gin, in order to be a gin, you need to have a predominant botanical flavour of juniper. We've gone for Madagascan juniper berries for a few reasons, actually. One, because obviously people say there's a worldwide shortage of juniper berries. That's not actually the case. What it is there's, due to climate change and stuff like that, we get bad yields. And as with grapes, juniper berries are the same. If you get a bad yield, it can be a little bit bitter and it doesn't produce as nice a product. So we've gone for Madagascar because they are deemed to be the best in the world at the moment for growing juniper berries because they have very consistent yields. And they're very light on the pepperiness, so they don't overpower the drink, making it a lot more sessionable. Because I don't know about you, but the whole idea with the gin and tonic is that it's a refreshing drink. And if the juniper is very overpowering at the end and it's quite peppery, it makes the throat very dry. And yeah, you might want to drink something else, but it's like red wine. Sometimes, if it's at the wrong time, you want to drink water with it, which kind of defeats the whole point of having a gin and tonic. So we've gone light on the juniper to make it a lot more sessionable so you can have two or three or four, you know, people have you have a session IPA, a session ale, so to speak. We've gone with a session gin, because why not?
There is a lot that is in your gin that is local, isn't there? So there are a lot of other botanicals that are from this country and are even more local than that.
So there's 17 from the local to the area of Harrogate, 12 from Running Park's botanical gardens. And the main one we get from Running Park that everyone goes crazy for is the rhubarb.
Yeah, absolutely. You're sampling the rhubarb gin here at the moment and people are loving it because it adds just a little touch of sweetness, doesn't it?
The thing with the rhubarb gin is we've gone for a forced rhubarb flavour because we use it only using the London dry and we add this rhubarb flavour to it. There's no added sugar or anything, so it's still a 40% product, which actually is still a gin. We've created a tartar flavour so that when you do mix it in cocktails or with tonics or anything like that, you can balanced drink yourself, so there's no need to add sugar to a drink, to a spirit, when you're going to be doing that with a tonic water anyway. It gives people they can basically choose how they want the drink to taste by adding as little or as much sugar as they want. And the tart flavour really adds to like the citrusy crispness already from the London dry gin.
Tell us about some of the other botanicals that come from Running Park then. What are some of the other plants? Being as we're at the flower show, what are some of the other plants that you could find in the gin?
There's quite a few actually. I mean, one of them is a Seven Seas Rosemary, and we use three different types of thyme as well. Most importantly, we actually use a citrus thyme, which really plays to the fact that we're quite a heavily citrus gin. Most traditional London dry gins use lemon, lime or orange or a mixture of them all as their citrus base. We're not like most other London dry gins. We like to be a little bit more unique, and we've actually gone for pink grapefruit. And we've actually got the pink grapefruit from South Africa for one reason only. I don't know if you know anything about England and citrus fruits, but we just can't grow them. No. And South Africa do the best pink grapefruit in the world. And it's got a lovely bittersweet balance to it.
Even the Yorkshire sunshine isn't strong enough for pink grapefruit, is it?
No, not at all. Even the 30-degree Yorkshire summer days are not strong enough to make a pink grapefruit, I'm afraid. I mean, there's plenty of reasons why we've chosen some of these botanicals as well. But the main one, obviously apart from the flavour profile that it gives us, is the idea behind Harrogate and the reason Harrogate is what it is today is because it's a place for people to restore mind, body and soul and really kind of come and alleviate any illnesses or qualms they have in their day-to-day routine or life, which is one of the quotes of the Spirit of Harrogate company that Slingsby's part of, is restoring the Spirit of Harrogate, and which is essentially what that is. So we've chosen certain botanicals, like milk thistle, for example, which is a liver detoxifier, with that kind of restorative feature in mind. That's one of the reasons we've chosen half of these botanicals. The other botanicals that we couldn't get locally, we actually had to get from all around the world, but we chose the best places possible, like the Madagascan juniper, like the South African pink grapefruit. And people always ask, well, what about the rest of the botanicals that you get from Harrogate? Where do they come from? And we get the jasmine and green tea from Taylors of Harrogate, the guy that made Yorkshire tea. So then again, that's another bit of recognition that people really like. So.
And a lot of those botanicals that you talked about restoring mind, body and soul. A lot of them are the kinds of things you hear about if you walk into a health food shop, quality health foods in the centre of Harrogate, you walk in there, you'd see a lot of those. She'd recommend you take things like primrose or jasmine or those kind of things, wouldn't she? Or green tea. So.
Well, exactly. And obviously, you know, we like to think of the idea that we can make a, air quote here, healthier alternative in the gin world to some of the other brands. It's the idea behind it, really. And that's why we have so many different variants. And we did, at the start of the year with yourselves, we did the healthier alternative cocktails, which were low GI and stuff like that, just because we want to really promote that healthier lifestyle.
You can be healthy and still have the occasional drink and enjoy it.
Well, yeah, it's not about having a fad diet here or there. It's about creating a lifestyle for yourself. And if we can be part of your lifestyle, then that is absolutely fantastic.
Oh, we've almost turned into the health and wellbeing show here, Alex. This is great. So going really well at the flower show. Fantastic opportunity for people. If you didn't manage to make it down to the flower show because you're listening to this after it's all finished, then you can, of course, head down to the shop, which is essentially what you've tried to recreate, a little bit of the shop here, which is in the centre of Harrogate, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just down Montpellier Hill. So you take a left at Betty's and it's in between the Blues Bar and Le Jardin restaurant. And the idea is, downstairs is the retail store. But it's not just a retail store, it's a really cool concept. Like, yeah, we do sell our gin, our rhubarb gin and our vodka. Yeah, and we do sell various products from around Harrogate, like Wheaton's, Farrah's, Taylor's Tea, all that kind of stuff. But we also sample all of our products, as well as some of the new products that we've not yet to bottle, so that you guys can sort of have like what we call like the X Factor of gin. You can come down and try a few different examples. That's how the rhubarb gin came to be bottled. People liked it that much that we bottled it. But then we've also got upstairs like a gin experience / cocktail lounge. And the idea behind that is people can book in for experiences or gin tasting nights, or book it for a private event.
Do go check that out. It's a perfect way to while away an afternoon. Alex, thank you so much.
The Spirit of Harrogate on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.